You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney. Every year, more than 1 million people immigrate to the U.S. with paperwork in hand, seeking a better life. Many more arrive in other ways, crossing borders without documents, but sharing similar aspirations. The new novel, Lucky Boy, zooms in on two immigrant families who live here in the Bay Area. It focuses on two very different women as they strive to achieve their version of the American dream. Kavya is an Indian-American chef who lives a comfortable life in Berkeley and desperately wants to become a mother. Soli is an undocumented housekeeper from Mexico struggling to stay afloat. They're brought together by a young child, a so-called lucky boy they both love. But what does it mean to be lucky in a country that lifts some of us up and tears other people down? In this tale of immigration, infertility, and the power of motherhood, answers don't come easily. KALW's Hannah Baba sat down with author Shanti Sekran.
One thing that strikes me is this difference between the two stories in the book. This is something my family talks about all the time as well. The path of the undocumented person versus the path of the documented person. Stereotyping back and forth. Is someone better than the other? Does someone deserve to be here more than the other? You deal with all of this in this book. And I was wondering if you meant to deal with all of these things in this book, or were you just telling the story of these two women?
You know, I think my understanding of that complex question grew as I was writing the book. I don't think I sat down to write the story and was like, okay, these are the themes and these are the questions and this is what I'm diving into. The story kind of spoke to me for the human drama elements. You know, it was really about these two women and wanting to understand them as characters. And then the questions of documented, undocumented immigration, privilege, all of that became very clear as I wrote.
So it came up as you wrote?
Yeah.
And what would you do with that?
I had to be careful when I was writing this because I do want this story to, at its very core, be a story. Like, I want people to get into the characters, get into the drama, get into the suspense. And the issues that swirl around within the story are definitely there. And they're very important to the story. But as I was writing it, I had to really focus on how I was going to design the plot, design the movements of people.
That's what you were focusing on.
So
tell me about your characters now, Soli and Kavya. How did you come up with them?
Yeah, so Soli, she's a young woman from Mexico. There's not much left for her in her little town. They used to farm corn, and corn is no longer a way to live. So she decides to leave, and she has a cousin in Berkeley, California, and so that's where she decides to come. And so we follow her when she gets to Berkeley. Shortly after, she finds that she's pregnant. So this is Soli, my main character's first moments of arrival in Berkeley, California, after a pretty long journey across the border. A label with a tiny doorbell, Morales. Soli rang it. She heard the thump of heavy footsteps. The door opened. Solimar. Sylvia. Sylvia stood tall as a statue, so clean, so American. Soli stepped over the threshold and into Sylvia's arms. She held her so long that Soli stopped feeling both her cousin's body and her own. Her legs gave out and she began to cry. Not from sorrow or anger, but from wild exhaustion, the only thing she still owned. And my other set of characters are Kavya and Rishi. And they're a married couple. They live in Berkeley. They're Indian American, first generation Indian American. And they live a pretty beautiful Berkeley life, but they can't have children. That's their main struggle. And so Kavya and Rishi decide to try to foster a child.
And we don't want to give too much away, but let's talk about that child, Nacho or Ignacio, the child at the center of this story. Why is he a lucky boy?
For several reasons. I mean, he's lucky to have been born in the U.S. I see that really as a matter of luck. You know, some people assign to it a certain virtue, but no, it's really just a matter of luck where you're born. He's also lucky because he has these two women who love him and want him, these two mothers who both want him. That is sort of a double-edged luck because this conflicting desire of the two women throws his fate to the wind. We don't know what's going to happen to him, who he's going to end up with.
So you're Indian American?
Yes.
One would think you would be able to channel Kavya more so than Soli. Is mm-hmm. that a true assumption?
Yes, it was easier for me to write Kavya, for sure. There were things I had to search for my connection to Soli to really make sure that she felt real to me and that I was doing her justice.
Was it very much harder to do Soli, to write in Soli's voice?
It was hard to, you know, I had to go through the steps of deciding whether I was able to write the story and whether I had the right to write the story.
How did you determine that part about the right? That's a hard one.
I know. You know, I believe as a fiction writer that you pretty much have the right to write any story you want, but you have to approach it very, very carefully. You know, you really have to commit to doing your research, to really delving deeply into character and not letting backstory or logistical detail become character. I mean, I decided eventually that, yes, I could write the story of a young woman who's a mother, who wants a better life for herself. I could write that story. And the biographical information, you know, the immigration situation that Soli comes from, this is very important to her story, but it's not her character.
Of course, it's set in Berkeley. Mm-hmm. Was it fun to, you know, just look around and find creative ways to reflect where you are?
Yeah. I love Berkeley, and there's so much to tell about Berkeley. I mean, so many sort of picturesque and unusual things that you see on the streets, you know, like people sitting in the traffic median to eat their pizza. It's kind of this Berkeley tradition that would happen at the cheese board.
What was not a fun part, but a difficult part for you to write?
The difficult parts, learning about immigration policy and what happens to immigrants, I mean, that was a difficult thing to begin to understand, logistically to understand it, but also emotionally to understand what immigrants who are not like me or not like my family, what they have to go through.
So the issues it addresses are now more timely than ever. Would the story have unfolded differently if the characters were living under this administration?
Yeah, you know, I was thinking the other day, I don't know if I could have written this book
at this time.
I feel like it, like 60% of my brain is sort of taken up with everything I'm hearing on the news these days. And I didn't have that brain space occupation when Obama was president. And I feel like these issues of immigration, these questions of immigration and identity, they're becoming so heavy and so fraught. And I guess I could have written the book, but it would have been a very different process. You know, and I don't know if I could have given myself the time to kind of figure out these characters because things feel urgent now. Hmm. And I thought they felt urgent back in 2011 when I started this, but they feel really sort of, you know, it's now or never.